this Christmas story is not your typical Christmas story, but arguably involves Grinches, what might be described as a miracle, and even a touch of redemption. Sunday just gone, thieves stripped a church near Nelson of all its precious goodies and religious items. Everything from the sound system to the communion plate and a Gottfried Lindau painting, leaving chunks of the ceiling hanging down after they even tried to peel the heaters off the wall. Pastor Andy Marr of St Paul's Lutheran Church in Upper Mortiri turned up ahead of Sunday service to find the ominous sign of a door ajar and the church picked over.
What we have been left with are the church pews, which are very heavy, the organ and the piano. Everything else that could be carried out has been. Some of those parts of our church, the communion set and the candlesticks, that they've been here since, you know, the 1840s. The church itself has been here since the 1850s. You know, like there's a connection with those items. For us, the biggest tragedy would be for some of those things, like the paintings and the wood carving, that they be just destroyed, you know, chucked on a bonfire because you can't find anything else to do with it, or you leave it down a fire break somewhere because, you know, you don't know how to get rid of it any other way.
Now, that was when we talked earlier in the day. Then a major development late this afternoon. Pastor Andy says he was standing in the church office.
And I noticed quite a tall man in a skinhead, in a death metal T-shirt. And he was wandering around the church grounds. And when he came towards the office, I went out and met him. And he asked me if I was involved with the church. And I said, yes, I was the pastor here. And he said, oh, I think I might have some stuff in the back of my car that belongs to you. And so I walked with him over to his car and he opened the boot and here was our stuff.
Wow. So he opens the boot and what? It's like a treasure chest of your stolen things.
Yeah. Like the all the silverware was just stacked in the back of the car and the sound system was there. The only thing at this stage that I can see that is missing that you know is really of value to us as a people is the Grand Pizzi carving, but so just brilliant and blown away.
So all the candlesticks, the Lindau painting, all in the boot of the car.
Yep, all the communion chalices and plates and all that stuff is here. The painting doesn't have its frame anymore, but is intact and doesn't look damaged in any way.
What did this fella say to you? And what did you say to him when the boot goes up and there's all your goodies?
He just shared that a friend of his had a rather wild night on Saturday night and had been picked up and when he was hitchhiking home and ended up by being with the guys who were involved in this theft that had picked him up, and they then beat him up and left him on the side of the road basically. But he had a memory of where the things were kept, and the man who came out didn't want his friend to get in trouble with the police, so I thought he would go and pick these things up and return them to us.
So, tall man, tall story.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't think the man that came out and delivered things had anything to do with it. I think he has a friend that was involved. And, you know, he obviously has heard the story, no longer wishes to be a part of anything, and his friend has helped him out by bringing this stuff back to us.
Well, that's a bit of an early Christmas present, isn't it, Andy?
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. And it also just goes to show that, you know, God works in mysterious ways with mysterious people.
And that's Andy Marr. And the church is still missing a precious carving, and they would love to have it back, no questions asked.